Good afternoon. I'm here with Ron Cole. We're talking the market update for March 23. We're a little bit later in the month than we usually are this time round. And that's because we wanted to take a look at the Rightmove stats that they bring out. We like the Rightmove stats as they're much more current in the sense that they reflect the demands that they're seeing through their amalgamated stats on their website and really do have a much better reflection of what we see generally. That is compared to, say, like Land Registry and the Building Society stats, which can be really talking about sales that were negotiated and agreed. Now we're in March. These sales are completing now. Would have been agreed in September, October last year, but they're not perfect. For instance, St Albans, if you look in their figures, sits in the East of England category, which includes Norfolk, Suffolk, those kinds of areas. And that's a very, very different market to what we experience here. But equally, although there is a separate category identified for London, St Albans sits outside London. And although it's heavily influenced by what happens in the London market, it's certainly not chained to it. So we thought it was worth for people interested in what's going on in the St Albans market to take a look at specifically what is happening here. And Ron, as the man on the ground, I thought it'd be interesting to hear your view on how closely the Rightmove stats reflect your experience of what's been happening over the last few months.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. It's very interesting when you do see the Rightmove statistics come out because they are essentially almost working in what's happening in around us in lifetime, and it can be comforting sometimes and not so comforting at other times. I think, you know, looking at what we've seen from them this year, it's a really interesting reflection on where we are compared to where we are over the last few years. It was an exceptionally different market this time last year, and we saw exceptional highs, followed by at the end of the year some interesting low points. But if we look at when we're thinking about where we are now, it's more of that phrase of a normal market. If we look back at 2019 at this period of time, we're probably only a few percent, 4% under where we were then. So that really does tell us that we're in a much more leveled playing field. St Albans, as you said, does sit vastly aside from our neighbours to the north and to the east, but we also sit vastly aside to what's going on in London. London's so vast and so sectional and so borough-driven and fashion-driven to a certain extent on the kind of things that might be popular, that we are essentially in that St Albans bubble, and there's lots of interesting activity happening in and around us. So I can tell you, even in comparison to a supercharged market of this time last year, our first-time buyer registrations and our registrations generally from new applicants aren't much different. It's slightly down, and only slightly, within about, again, 4-5%. A very, very busy market for first-time purchases from 600 to 750,000. In fact, that's one of our leading market spots at the moment, very much driven by lots of things. People moving out of London, moving around St Albans, trying to get into hotspots for certain schools. And there are some hotspots around the schools, as there is always in St Albans. But so far this year, March especially, has been a very, very interestingly driven month. Probably busier than what I'd given expectations for it to be.
Okay. I mean, in my time on the floor, we used to see the start of the year quite often was the flats and the smaller cottages coming into the market. Not exclusively, but, you know, it was weighted towards that. Do you see or feel that what's happening at the moment is more to do with that kind of trend? It's a seasonal trend, or has there been a shift in the market?
It's interesting again. So I'd say that we are seeing activity across the board. First-time buyers are looking for one-bedroom flats again, looking for two-bedroom flats. And, you know, those entry-level cottages are also being snapped up. We're also seeing, surprisingly enough, lots of interest further up the scale from first-time buyers. Lots of the first questions we're being asked is, as I've commented on one of our earlier reports in the year, was lots of questions in around energy performance. So some first-time buyers looking at you know, not necessarily picking up that cottage or looking for the Victorian start, but looking for maybe a new home or a newer style home or something that has a higher energy performance certification reading. So I think across the board we're busy, and being across the board busy from a first-time buyer's point of view can also make us across the board busy at a very popular point, which is also around about £1 million to £1.2 million. So I think we're a little bit short of stock as the market is generally, but what is coming to market is getting lots of interest.
Can you give us any idea of the sorts of levels generally across the norms, not just talking about us, but in terms of properties that have come to the market over the last month and have sold?
I can. So in the last month alone in St Albans, there was over 200 new properties came to market. So far this year, which is interesting, slightly behind last year's numbers as well, 635 properties have come to market. Again, that's pretty reasonable numbers for a market that went through some shocks towards the end of last year. Sales agreed numbers for the same period of time aren't much off last year's pace, to be honest with you. Probably 10% down, actually, you know, but it isn't hugely off the pace, around about 435 units so far to date. In March so far, well over 125 units, and we're only the 22nd have gone under offer, and that's a similar number to last month. So we're seeing a busy spring market start, as Rightmove's numbers suggest. There is some really, really good points of recovery as a busy spring market.
Okay. And I think in terms of price expectations for people, where we're looking at a relatively stable market. I mean, there's a small percentage increase or fraction of 1% increase that Rightmove are saying has occurred in terms of asking prices. This is in the region. Now, that presumably gives its own challenges in the way you go about marketing a property.
It does.
Is there any advice that you would give to people on how they should adapt to this situation?
It's a really good question. I think in a market where you're seeing those sorts of increases, decreases, but in this case, increase, you really do need to set yourself aside to achieve good value from your competition. So, if we look at, I can only talk about ourselves and how we go about our marketing prospect and how we position ourselves. It really is trying to be exceptional, making sure that you're working closely with your agent. And we work very closely with our vendors as they approach market, making sure that our advertising, our videos, our flybys are absolutely perfect and on point and offer a reason as well, not just the point of making something have a blue sky. It's actually, we want to get our vendors the best price by marketing the property as well as we can. But we also have to be an incredibly proactive agent. Rightmove is no longer the best member of staff. It really needs to be that your staff members have to be absolutely quizzed up on areas, schools, but knowing your buyers. We have got a lot of buyers registering, but knowing the ones that are going to transact and having a business around you, having a company like ourselves who really do know our buyers, what they're after, and knowing their map of the world and being their trusted advisors also is really helping us get our vendors under offer at the best possible price in this kind of market. And that isn't just a sales speak from an agent. It's very much actually, this is what I see personally as being fundamental to making headway in this marketplace.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Ron. All interesting stuff. Look forward to speaking to you again on it.
Perfect. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks for sharing the figures with us, Steve. Really appreciate it. Thank you.